Absolute Radio Country is filled with the best sounds from Nashville 24 hours a day. But even we can't fit in everything. You'll find a full story right here. This is Country Music Talk, the podcast that takes you behind the scenes of the world of country music.
Hey, hello, I'm Baylen Leonard. You can join me weekdays from 10 for the No Repeat Guarantee on Absolute Radio Country. You can find us on DAB Radio in the UK, on the free Absolute Radio app, or just ask your smart speaker to play Absolute Radio Country. On this episode of the Country Music Talk podcast, you can join me backstage at the Royal Albert Hall, where I'm chatting to some of the stars of the Highways Festival. Here's what happened.
This is the Country Music Talk podcast from Absolute Radio Country.
Backstage, perched up on the top of a sofa like a canary bird, is Baylen Leonard for Absolute Radio Country, and I'm here with Tanya and Michael, the War and Treaty. Woo. It is so good to see you guys again.
It's good to see you too.
The last time I saw you was at the ACM Awards in Texas, but I wasn't there. The last time I saw you in person, it was a long road back in the summer.
Yes.
That was fun times.
That was a lot of fun.
Is that the last time you guys were over to the UK?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, welcome back.
Yeah. I'm happy to be back.
But Lord knows you have been everywhere since then, right? I just said you literally just got to the Royal Albert Hall from the airport from being at the Academy of Country Music Awards in Texas.
Yes, we're in good old Texas.
Good old Texas.
Yep.
How was it?
It was good.
Do you like doing stuff like that? Because I always think that stuff like that is super fun when you're in it.
Mm-hmm.
But the getting there, the getting to it, the getting ready bit.
The preparation of it all
is
just a lot. Talking about outfits, you have to coordinate that with people.
Y'all look good, by the way.
Yeah, oh, thank you.
Y'all look real good.
Yeah, you have to come up with designs, and we design
love it all
stuff. So,
do you?
Yeah, so it was a lot. You had to think about music and designing.
Wow, that is a lot of work.
Yeah.
So do you do all of your stage outfits?
Most of them.
Have you done what you've got on right now?
Yes.
Yes.
With a young lady, her name's Kelly, out of Tennessee,
okay.
The Bluff Agency. Just give her ideas, and you're like, this is how I want it.
See,
she will come up with it.
I do is I pay homage. Like, this is like a Marvin Gaye.
See, now that you've said that, I'm going to be looking out at all your outfits and see if I can figure it out.
Yep.
That is such a joy. And also, it's a true mark of a creative, isn't it? Like, there's not just one thing that keeps you occupied. You need to do multiple things. Because, you know, there are some people, they're happy with just doing one thing and letting everybody else do everything.
Yeah.
And then there are some people that they're kind of like a 360 creative.
Yeah.
They're like, I want hands on all of this sort of stuff. And that sounds like you guys.
I grew up in a triple threat era.
Okay.
Where it was, you had to dance, sing, and act.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And all that was in theater. Yeah. So whenever
did you come from theater?
I'm a theater girl.
I'm a theater girl too.
I love it.
So am I.
So it all goes together. Like, you know, when you see someone on stage, and maybe that's an old school way of thinking, but it's like, that's supposed to register. It's a moment. People want to connect to not just the song sometimes. It's also the fashion.
It overtakes Tanya.
Yeah.
It overtakes her.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's also times where, and I include myself in this, where sometimes the audience, it's not that apparent, but it's there.
Yes.
You know, and some people will get it, or the artist will know that it's there, and maybe everybody won't get it, but it still makes everything so much richer and deeper.
Yeah.
I mean, you got artists like Luke Combs just coming out in straight all black. Chris Stapleton, they're all black, and no one cares.
But they also have hit records.
Singing.
Hit records supersedes.
They're always in black. Just go back to Lucas Stapleton before Tennessee Whiskey.
But, you know, Chris Stapleton, I was at the Country Music Hall of Fame in Nashville when they had an exhibit on for him, and they had a rail of his costume.
They were all the same thing.
They were all the same thing. But I also thought that's also a choice.
That is a thing.
That's a choice that he has made.
Yeah. But that's a fashion statement, though.
Yeah.
It is a statement.
It is.
Yeah.
And also, I guess you don't have to think too hard about
it.
You know?
No.
You're just going out there and doing your thing.
Not War and Treaty.
No.
I love it. There's so many different artists thinking. I love doing that.
War and Treaty's going to think.
Congratulations on everything that has happened to you guys, not just since we saw you last at the Long Road, but just over the course of your career, because it seems like that everybody has finally caught on to you guys.
Wow.
Does it feel like that for you?
Wow. No, it doesn't feel like that because we were nominated for Best New Artist. So it means you're new to somebody every day, you know? So I think that's exciting, and it keeps you on your toes, and it keeps you wanting to keep the art fresh and creative and in it all.
Yeah.
It feels like that for me, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It feels like that for me. I feel like, wow, like, you know, with the opportunities that we're getting, it's like we're getting more and more. Like, we were at the White House.
How was that?
With the first lady.
Did you have to have a security clearance?
Did we ever?
Oh, yeah.
Were you like, oh, Lord, when I was 16?
Woo, that jail.
Well, you know, I'm a wounded warrior, so I served, so I wasn't too worried about it.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, my dad was a D.C. cop, so he cleaned my
right, record. You got it covered. You got it covered. But all of those opportunities that you're getting, and those are opportunities that they're artistic opportunities.
We were with Michelle Obama.
Yes.
Yes.
For
yes.
her college
first
day.
First lady, yep.
But those are such personal kind of life things, but also brought about by your career, and you're having all these career moments as well. And,
yeah. Well, you want to know something?
Yes.
The bucket list. At the top of our bucket list was Roy Alcohol.
Was it?
Yes.
Okay, why was that?
History.
History, the regality of it all. Mm-hmm. Every time I come into the UK, I feel more elevated.
Uh-huh.
You know, I have to constantly convince myself that I'm not a part of the royal family.
I'm not convinced you're not, by the way.
I think I am. That's why I wore sparkly today. Yeah. So they can find me and realize their mistakes. But Roy Alcohol, I just wanted to add our names to that.
Yeah.
It means so much. In this immaculate, beautiful edifice, to be able to stand up there and to share our gift, mm-hmm. you know, and also it's a mile marker,
yeah,
because it is a bucket list venue for us, and the fact that you know we can now track our journey, we're here with this, but next time maybe we've done enough work to be able to headline mm-hmm. and to be able to do our own show here, to be invited, you know, and so there's a journey that you watch and you pay attention to. And that's what I'm doing right now.
Mm-hmm. See, it's beautiful that you say that, because I think a lot of times, particularly when like success and accolades and travel and all these things are coming so thick and fast, mm-hmm. I think it's sometimes hard to just sit back and go, wow.
I think you have to.
Yeah.
You know, you have to take that moment and just, whether it's on the plane, I have folders for everything we do on my phone.
Right.
So I go back and I look through my albums. I'm like, wow, we did that. Or sometimes Michael and I will talk about it, you know, together that we did it. And yeah. I think you have to just keep reminding yourself. Sometimes you'll say things aren't going the way you want them to go, mm-hmm. but then you go back and you remember that there was a milestone that you thought you couldn't do last year
yeah.
that you did do this year. And that keeps you motivated and it keeps you humble.
It is such a good insight into kind of where you guys are and what you're doing, because not everybody has that, you know, and there are some people that literally it's not till they're done with it all and they look back and go, wow, you know, that all happened mm-hmm. to me and I didn't get to appreciate it. Mm-hmm. So it's so nice to hear that you're actually appreciating it.
Yeah,
as it's happening.
It.
Because let's face it, it's happening. You know, yeah. there's so much happening, whether it's nominations or whether it's awards and whether it's the acclaim of, mm-hmm. of albums. I mean, I guess the debut album, Lover's mm-hmm. Game, like that yeah. just... It seemed like just took off and just put you on the map. And then, of course, you know, you're following that up and continuing to yeah. deliver.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm loving Leads Me Home right now.
Oh, thank
yeah.
you.
I think it's the current single.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
we're loving that on Absolute Radio Country. But also, there's lots of collaborations happening. I think you've mm-hmm. done something with Zach Bryan.
Yeah,
right?
We sure mm-hmm. did. Yeah. We did that with Zach. And we've recently done something with Nate Smith.
Yeah.
He is such
I
a nice
him.
Guy, he's isn't
Nate
he?
Nate Smith
yeah, I love Zach
is
too.
A energetic puppy.
He is.
He's so happy.
He is.
He's so happy.
And I love that he, because he was, you know, he used to be a nurse.
Yes.
And then he went into Christian music and he was like, well, I couldn't sing about whiskey
yeah.
in Christian music. So now I'm a country singer. But he seems to have a similar attitude to you guys, right? Mm-hmm. He seems to be like really drinking it in and
yes,
just
literally.
Loving every minute.
Totally. Absolutely.
Nate is drinking it in. I love it. I love you, Nate.
Well, listen, I could sit here and chat to you guys and eat peanuts for ages.
I know Michael is.
You have got a show.
Best peanuts ever.
Well, so the bucket list, now that you've got the Royal Albert Hall on there, what's next?
Still Royal Albert Hall.
Still, yeah. we got to get to
we
the stage.
We got to get our own show here.
Yeah, okay. That'd be great to do that.
That's a checkpoint. So this is yeah. a checkpoint. We're halfway there.
Yeah. 8 o'clock, we can tell you what else.
All right, we'll talk about it after the show.
Yeah.
I will see you guys out there, and I cannot wait for this show.
Oh.
I am very worried for the ceiling.
Oh.
Of the Royal Albert Hall. So please don't break
oh,
it, y'all.
God.
Please don't break it.
Oh, boy.
It's real pretty, and it's been here a long time. Don't break it. But try.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you. Yeah.
It really means a lot.
I was so excited to have yeah. you guys there, and mm-hmm. I hope to have you there again soon.
I'd love to.
All right, let's get some more peanuts.
All right.
The Country Music Talk Podcast from Absolute Radio Country.
An in-depth look behind the scenes at the world of country music.
Thanks for listening to the podcast. We'll have another dropping soon for y'all, so don't forget to keep it country.
If you enjoy the Country Music Talk podcast, chances are you'll also enjoy Absolute Radio Country. It's the place where real music matters, and we love country music just as much as you do. You'll find us online on the free Absolute Radio app, on digital radio throughout the UK, or just ask your smart speaker to play Absolute Radio Country.